You know, Paul Gallen, rugby league's a funny game. A few weeks ago, everyone's saying, Michael Maguire's gone, he's out, he's got the full support of the board. You know what that means? He's gone. He comes out, wins a couple of games, he produces a masterstroke during the week, puts Adam Dewey into the centres, into the halves go Moses Mbai and Luke Brooks. They go out there and win a game of football on the weekend.
A week in rugby league.
He's all of a sudden a genius.
A week in rugby league, it's a long time.
The great man's on the line. Hello, Madge.
How are you, boys?
It's a funny game, well. Rugby league, isn't it, champion?
It is, mate. I've got no more hair to lose, so...
Mate, look, we'll get to the performance of the team on the weekend and obviously the game coming up this week. But the hot topic at the moment in rugby league, and I'm sure you go down for a coffee at the local coffee shop and people stop you. What did you think about the crackdown on the weekend and how this is going to be sort of put in place for the remaining weeks of the competition moving forward? What's your view as an NRL coach?
Yeah, Mark, I think it's going to be interesting to see how it's judged. I guess they've probably gone pretty hard and it's really sort of shown itself... you know, what they're trying to stop. But I guess, you know, it's something that the game needs. That they've got to be very careful about all the concussion and the head knocks, which I think is a positive. It's just how they adjudicate that's always going to be the tricky part. And, you know, I've spent a bit of time with the refs and, you know, when something comes in like this, they tend to go pretty hard to make sure that the behaviour changes. And it will be interesting to see how it sort of comes back. And, you know, I guess the big part of the game's coming too, which is the origin. So it's going to be interesting to see how it rolls into that as well.
One area you can clear up for me, Michael, and the NRL was pretty intent in making this point yesterday. There's been a bit of confusion on when the clubs and the players and the coaches were told about this crackdown, keeping in mind that you've never been able to hit someone in the head. Graham Annesley, I watched his briefing yesterday, and he said May 5, all of the clubs were sent an email telling them that we weren't going to treat anything lightly, these tackles where contact is made with the head. Did you receive an email on May 5 making it clear that this crackdown was coming?
I'd probably have to check the dates, but it was only really rolling into the round that we found out. So, look, you know, we know the rules and we know that you can't hit people in the head, but I think the way they adjudicated it definitely changed the barometer of that for sure. So it was more about rolling in. But to be honest, you know, I've never coached in my life to hit someone in the head. So it's something there that, you know, we as coaches, I know that everyone talks about the coaches the way we coach, but we never, ever coach towards that. So it's just something that's crept into the game that they're trying to tidy up.
Now, Madge, I want to talk about the footy and the fact you did move Adam Dewey from 5'8 to the centres. Now, he for me, is one of your best players in your side. And now centres these days don't touch the ball that much, but he still managed to score 2 tries on the weekend, played an outstanding game. How do you ensure someone like that in the centre still has the involvement he had on the weekend?
Yeah, the style of play that we play, Gallo, you know, one thing I know about Adam, he's a really good runner of the ball. And, you know, with Moses, the way I know he can play, he can actually feed it to our edges. So I'm like you, mate. I think Adam's been playing fantastic for us. He's been really good for me. You know, he's leading the team just in and around and off the field, but also too on the field. He's been playing really well. So I felt that it was the right thing to do to get a little bit of a change. And the way the game's being played at the moment too with the ball movement, I knew that he'd add a hell of a lot to our edge. So I was glad it came off and looking forward to seeing him do it again.
Now, mate, I want to ask you about Luke Garner. I'm actually a big fan of Luke Garner. What's the best part of his game, you think?
Yeah, he's a really good line runner. You know, he works really well with Brooksy. You know, I've sort of had him on one side and on the right there at some stages. Then I put him back over the left. And one thing about Garner, he can read the hole running really well. You know, and he just loves to learn how to improve himself. So those are the sorts of things and the attributes that I like. Defensively, he sticks his shoulder in and has a go. So, you know, he keeps it fairly simple.
You got the Warriors this weekend, Michael. I'm sure you've already started doing plenty of homework on them. This Reece Walsh, gee, looks a good young player.
Yeah, he is. He's quality. You know, he's good with the ball. You know, he chimes in at fullback. I think they sort of move Tavasashek to the wing when he comes on, and he chimes in anywhere around, and look, he shows the ball well and can get off both feet. So we're going to have to be pretty urgent around him when he's around the ball.
Man, what about Luke Brooks? Had a hell of a lot of running meters on the weekend, and I thought he took the line on a hell of a lot more. Is that something you asked him to do, or just something he did naturally?
Oh, it's something he's been working on, and I think, you know, Moses really complimented him there with the way we played. You know, one thing about Ads, he's sort of been fairly dominant in getting the ball, but I was able to move Adam a little wider, and then that opened up and exposed the other side when Brooksy took the line on. So the style of play and understanding the way the game's rolling at the moment, I think Brooksy's running game's a big part of, you know, what we should always have. So it's a good one for Brooksy to get a bit of confidence out of. You've got to take it now.
All right, Madge, one last one. I just want to revert back to concussion. I've got a question here on the text line saying, boys, do the players understand how serious concussion is, or are they a bit blasé because of the money they're earning and the sport they're playing? It might be a decent question to ask you, Madge. I mean, given all of the talk at the moment, are the players aware of what may happen later in life if this isn't tackled at the moment?
Yeah, I think you'd be naive if you weren't with all the education around you now. And the way that our sports science and everyone looks after those players when anything's been in and around your head. So players are very aware of it. And there's good protocols in place to look after the players. That's one thing that the game's doing. They can't train. There's certain times and timelines that you've got to be able to come back into training when anything happens, whether it's at training or in a game. So the protocols around the concussion is very strong.
All right. Keep up the good work, mate. Another win this weekend. Absolutely. Everyone will say you're a genius. Good to talk to you.
Good on you, boys.
See you, mate. See you. There he is, Michael Maguire, the West Tigers coach, doing a fantastic job.